Be'ez Hashem Mizbochim begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Melachim, the laws of wars, of the kings and the wars in the Sefer Shoftim, book of Judges, where in this Perek we continue the discussion of the previous Perekim regarding the halacha of when the king wages wars. And in this Perek specifically we discuss regarding what's known as the Meshulach Melchama. There's a special Kohen who's appointed a position of leadership, who's anointed to go ahead and inspire and enforce the soldiers and those who are exempt from fighting, and also regarding trusting God in fighting this war. Rami gives a lachav regarding the speech that the Meshulach Muhammad, the anointed one, would make. Echad Mechemes Mitzvah, whether it was a mitzvah war, Echad Mechemes Rishus, whether it's an optional war, Memanin Koin, we appoint a priest, Ladaber La'amishas Muhammad, to speak to the people during the time of war. And we anoint him with the anointing oil. And this is who is called Meshulach Muhammad, the anointed one of the war. Halacha base. There's two times that the anointed one of the war speaks to the people. Achas Basfar, one by the boundary. Be'ez Sheyitzin, when they're leaving Kodim Shalcha Muhammad before they start waging the war. Imlam, he says to the people, it says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Mio Ish, who is the man, Ashenota Kerem, that has planted a vineyard, but Lechilu Begoyim, and has not go ahead and started taking care of this? Kishayish, meaning he's to make it profane, in other words, and that has utility. Kishishma Dvarav, when he hears his words, Yachzim Aruch Muhammad, then that person who is in that situation will leave from those who are positioned to fight the war. The Achas Ba'urcha Muhammad Imr, and one of those of the position of the war, they, and one more time, says this when they're leaving the boundary, and another time is when they're actually getting ready to wage the war, then he says, the Pasuk says, Al Tidu Vatachpazu, don't be afraid, don't be trembling, don't get overcome, don't be overwhelmed. Those are the two times, one when they're leaving to go, and one when they're about to start the war. Halacha Gimel. Eis Sha'ichan Amarachis, the time when they're preparing to fight. V'im Kribim L'Lachim, they're very close to start waging the war. Meshulach Muhammad Oim B'Makum Gevaya, the anointed one of the war, this Kayan, gets up in a high place. V'chol Amarachis upon them, and all the battalions are in front of him. V'oim L'Lam L'Lashon HaKadosh, says to them in the holy tongue, in L'Lashon HaKadosh. As the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel. Atem kareiv mayim l'mocham alay vechem. You're getting close now to fighting the war on your enemies. Al yerech levavchem. Don't let your hearts become soft. Al tiru. Don't be afraid. Vatach bezu. Don't tremble. Vatatz b'neim. And don't crumble in front of them. Ki Hashem alekeichem ahoilchem achem. Because Hashem, your God, that's going with you, lehilochem lechem, to fight with you, im ayvechem, with your enemies, leishiaschem, to save you. Ad kan oim mishum mocham. That's until where the speech is of the anointed one of the war. Then b'koyin acher tachtav, then a different koyin that's beneath him, mashmiya oisil l'chol amakaram, he amplifies this for the whole people in a loud voice. V'ach kach medab b'mashoch mochaman. Then the anointed one of the war says, as the Pasuk says, miyo ish ashabonu b'yis chodesh b'goyim, who's the man that built a new house, etc. O mi ish ashanot ha-kerem b'goyim, who's the one that planted a vineyard, etc. O mi ish asha'edis b'goyim, who's the one that got engaged, etc., that didn't finish what they started. And he says this whole speech, Ad kan Meshulach Muhammad Bedabe. And this is up until where the anointed one of the war, he speaks. V'ashoyter, and in this case, an officer, Mashmil Cholam Kalram, he announces this for all the people in a loud voice. V'achakach Medabe HaShoyter Me'asma Bo'im, and then subsequently that officer on his own says the following words of the Pasuk, Mi Ho'isha Yoreh B'racha Levav, who's the one that's afraid, that's soft of the heart, should leave. V'ashoyter Acha Mashmil Cholam, and then another officer goes and says this, amplifies this to all the people. After all those who backed out from the ones that we say back out from the soldiers that are ready to fight the war, so then we prepare all the soldiers, the battalions, and we appoint the generals and the lieutenants by the top of the people. Now we continue regarding their necessity of not letting people run away, because now they're actually about to start fighting the war, and regarding the thrust of those who are exempt from fighting in the war. They place from behind every battalion strong and brazen officers, and they have these hatchets of iron in their hands, and whoever wants to back out from the war, those officers have permission to chop off their legs. Because the beginning of a fall in war is when they're fleeing, when they're running away. So that's going to cause the whole thing to go down. Now, when we say that all those other people, that they make these announcements, that certain people that are able to back out of fighting the war, that's by an optional war. A mechemes mitzvah, but by a mitzvah war, hakol yoytzin, everyone goes out to fight. Vafilu chosin mechedri, even the groom from his chamber, vakalam mechupasa, and the bride from the wedding canopy, everyone is taken out for the war effort. Halacha hey. Now, but we said by mechemes rishos, people are exempt. There are certain categories, and we mentioned as the pasuk delineates, and regarding the first one of someone who built a house, what his exemption is. So echad aboyin bayis lishibasa, whether someone built a house for his living over there, or echad aboyin beis abaka, whether someone built a house for his cattle, or beis haetzim, a place to store his wood, or beis haetzim is a way, a place to store other things. But hoy baro ledira, as long as it's fit for dwelling, this is considered a home that he didn't inaugurate yet, and therefore he's exempt from fighting the war. Now, vechad aboyin, it's whether he actually built it, vechad lekech, whether he bought it, or vechad shenot nitle b'matona, whether he was given it as a gift, or yerush, or inherited. Either way, since he didn't inaugurate it, so he goes back. Now, avla baina, but if someone builds beis hateven, a place of straw, or beis hashar, or a gatehouse, which is a small little room that is before the gate of the courtyard, and that's where the guard sits over there, or achsadra, which is some type of a corridor in front of a house, which is not covered, or merpeset, or a porch, which is this open area in front of a house. Again, these are not fit for dwelling. Or even if it's a house, but it's not 4 amas squared. Or if he steals a house, anyone in this situation, that would not be excuse of him to back out from fighting the war. That was one of the cases that the pasuk talks about. Halacha Vav continues with the next category regarding planting a vineyard. So whether he actually plants a vineyard, as the words of the pasuk are, or whether he plants 5 fruit trees, even if they're from 5 different types of food, and they're all included, so it's considered as a vineyard, or whatever the orchard is, and it's echad anateh, whether he planted from scratch, or echad amavrich, or whether he extends, whatever it is that you take a branch of a tree and you cover it in the dirt, so that now it should take root a new area, starting a new tree, or echad amarkev, whether someone grafts, which you take from one tree, let's say an old tree onto a new tree onto an old tree, so that it'll be strong and take root. Habrocha v'arkava, but it has to be a type of an extending or a grafting, shichayeves ba'arlo, which would be obligated in arlo, which then is considered like a new planting that you would back out from the war. But if, let's say, it wouldn't be chayev in arlo, for example, let's say he's planting a new tree in an old tree, that it becomes nullified in the old tree, so that there wouldn't be any halacha of arla, then it's not like planting something new, therefore that wouldn't be exempting. But it's echad al-kech, whether you bought this, vechad al-yerush, whether you inherited, vechad shnit l'matona, whether it was given as a gift, it's all included in that you didn't inaugurate yet, and you would be exempt. Avalan hanatea arboi l'an amachal, but if you planted only 4 fruit trees, not 5, or chamisha ilon nisrak, or even if it's 5, but if it's barren trees, that they don't produce fruits, or shagazakam, or he stole the vineyard, then in a chayzalab, these would not be reasons to back out and not fight in the war. And so too, a vineyard of 2 partners is also in chayz and love, is also not an excuse to back out of fighting in the war. The next category mentioned in the pasuk regarding getting engaged. So echad ha-ma'aras ha-sabsula, whether someone's engaged to a virgin. Vechad ha-ma'aras ha-samana, whether someone's engaged to a widow. Or v'chinim nafla yibamo, let's say his brother died without any children, and now there's a mitzvah of yibum to marry his widowed sister-in-law. Or, and that's also like a type of engagement. Even if there's 5 brothers, one of the 5 died, all the other brothers have a zikah, have a connection somewhat with this woman, even though they're not all going to do the yibum. Kiddush isha me'achshav. Let's say someone engaged a woman now. It should only take effect. However, he gave her the ring right now, but it says the kiddushin should only take effect. He did the ma'isa now, but the effect should only be 12 months from now. V'shilam azman b'muchama, and the time was expired during the war. Then he comes back because it's retroactively verified that he was already engaged before the wartime, because it was me'akshav, it was ready from now. It wasn't only from 12 months, but from now and from 12 months, so it then becomes retroactive, so then he really was engaged before, and therefore he's exempted. If someone remarries the woman that he had divorced, or he got engaged to a woman that's forbidden to him, for example, a widow that's forbidden to a high priest, or grusha v'chalitza kohen, to a woman who was divorced, or had chalitza dantar, which is the process when his sister-in-law dies, his brother dies without any children, and the sister, his wife doesn't want to be married, he doesn't want, and therefore they do chalitza, and that woman now marries a Kohen Hedget, which is like a Gerusha, it's a type of a divorce. Umamzeches Nesim LeYisrael, and the Kohen Hedget is not a married divorcee. Umamzeches Nesim LeYisrael, Umamzeches illegitimate woman, or Nesim from the people in Nesim, which are forbidden to marry to the Jewish people, or the other way around, Basi, so Umamz LeNasin, a Jewish woman to the male of a Mamzer LeNasin, in the Chayz, again, these are prohibitions, those don't are not valid engagements, and therefore that would not back you out from the war. Now, halacha test continue regarding, but however, the need to help out in the war effort. So, all these that we said, okay, they back out from being in the battalions of the war. Like we said, when they hear the words of the kohen, okay, they back out. But they still provide water and food for their brothers who are in the army. And they prepare the road, so they still have to be involved at some level in the war effort. They're just not fighting the actual war. Halacha yud. Now, the Elisha in Yitzin L'Orcham Ochama Kol Iker, now there are those who they don't go out to the battalion at all. They matrikh Elisha Meshum Tav Abayim, we don't bother them with any part of the war effort at all. Is Abayin Abayis V'chanochim. Someone built the house and he inaugurated. In other words, he went in to live over there because his whole heart and his whole desire is to inaugurate his house and not to fight in the war, and therefore he's going to cause people to flounder in the war effort. Or Vanoisa Arasasa Yishayim, or he married the woman he was engaged to, or he did yibum, or mishachil karmoy, or someone already profaned his vineyard, meaning it's already the fourth year of the planting, where the produce has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or to be machalit, to redeem it with money, and to bring that money up and eat in Yerushalayim. So those people that already started, it's not like they have something on the agenda, they already started, and they don't even go out to the battalions, atem shan, until the end of a year. Shlomik says in the Pasig, noki yi levesa shana echas, he should be clean for his house for 1 year. What's called shana rishayna, the first year after marriage. Basimech hazishta shalokach, and he should rejoice the wife that he has taken. Now, mepeah kabbalah, lomda from tradition, they learn, shi noki shana, that he should be clean for a year. Bein labayi shakana, that's not just for the wife, it's whether the house that he bought, bein lishu, not whether the woman that he married, bein lekerem shayis chalechal peri, whether the vineyard that he really started eating the fruits. So that's already started, that we give you a year, you don't even come to the war effort at all. Halacha yid aleph. And therefore, that whole year, they don't provide water and food. They don't fix the roads. They don't protect by the walls. They don't give lafasi ear for the beams that are needed to strengthen the gates of the city. We don't make him go through anything at all. Shemak says in the pasuk, he doesn't go out to the army. He doesn't have to be passed over for any one of these things. Laver b'shnei lavin. Meaning, v'loy yavar lav l'chadavet, said lavar b'shnei lavin, not to violate these two negative prohibitions, meaning there's a negative prohibition for him to do anything. Loy l'tzachir, can't do any of the needs of the city, but loy l'tzachir, not for any needs of the battalion. Those are two negative prohibitions. He's not supposed to go ahead and be transcripted for any of these things. Halacha yud beis. Bana bayis, let's say he built a house, but v'skir l'achem, he leased it out to others. V'hikdim loy schare, the guy prepaid the rent. So I raised the commission chanochay. So it's like it was inaugurated from the moment of that the rental money was received. So it's like the halacha of Misha Bona Bayis v'chanochay. Let's say the rent was only given after 12 months. So then it's like as if it was not inaugurated up until now. In other words, we only consider the inauguration, which we said has more leniencies than not. That's only based on when you actually get payment for the rental. Halacha yud gimel. Ban the bayis. Let's say someone built a house. V'nosim bay chafatzav, and he put his objects inside the house. V'nal alem, and he locked it. He closed the door on those objects. So it depends. Imo yitzarich lebatal hashem rasim. If he has to waste time from whatever other things he has to do because he has to protect it in that house. So it's like as if he inaugurated this house already. But his chalish, but like as if he started to dwell over here because he's always got to come by the property, check it out, make sure it's okay. So he's already starting to use it already. That's already considered lechanocha, that you get a year for that, and you don't go out to any war effort. But if you don't have to sit over there and to protect it, because they're very large and heavy objects which are not going to be stolen and get ruined if they were even on the outside, here's a commission lechanocha. It's like as if he didn't inaugurate it, because it's not really helping him at all, so it wouldn't have the halacha of already being chanocha. Halacha yudalad. Now, whoever builds a house or plants a vineyard out of Eretz Yisrael, that would not be excused to back out, only if it's in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Halacha Tzvav concludes regarding those who are exempt because they're frightened, and also the strength that those who are actually soldiers need to have. So when it says in the Pasuk, that those who are exempt, biho isha yoche beracha levav, who is the man who is afraid and weak of heart? That's kemashmoy. That's like the simple understanding. She'im beliba koyach, that his heart, his emotions would not have the strength, the fortitude, lamed bekesh mechamet, to stand, to withstand the knots of the war, the challenges of fighting actually a war as a soldier. Rather, ma'achar she'ikonis bekesh mechamet, once he's going to come into the intensity of the war, meaning if someone is coming in, Yishoyin al mikveh Yisrael, he's relying on the hope of the Jewish people, u'moshiya be'esara, and who saves them at time of difficulty, v'yedei shino shal yichud Hashem o'isa Muhammad, it's based on the unity of God's name that he's waging this war, v'yosem nafsha be'kapa, and he should put his soul in his palm, v'liyiro v'liyivcha, he should not be afraid, should not be scared, v'liyachshav le'be'ishta v'le'bavon, he shouldn't be thinking about it, not his wife, not his kids, eliyimcha zorchein m'liba, rather he should erase their memory from his heart, v'yipan m'kol devon Muhammad, and he should open himself up from anything else just to fight. He should just focus only on the war. Whoever starts to think and to contemplate regarding the war and he's starting to get afraid, violates a negative prohibition like it says in the Pasuk. Let your hearts not become weak. Don't become scared, don't become afraid, don't tremble from the enemy. Not only that, all the blood of the Jewish people will hang from his neck. And if they don't win, and he didn't wage the war with all his heart and all his soul, it's as if he spilled the blood of them all, because he caused it. Shemek says in the Pasuk, he should not melt the heart of his brothers like his heart. But in Mefush B'Kabbalah, and it's explicit in the words of the Nevi'im, in Sefer Yirmiyah, it says, cursed is the one who makes the work of God deceitful, and cursed is the one who holds back that his sword from the blood, and he doesn't wage the appropriate war. Now, whoever wages the war with all his heart, without fear, and his whole focus is to sanctify God's name, and that's his whole purpose, he's guaranteed that he's not going to find any harm, but nothing bad is going to reach him. And he's going to build a steadfast home in the Jewish people. He's going to marry for him and for his children forever. He's going to marry to a life of the world to come. Shemek says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, because God will surely make for my master a trustworthy home. Because the war of God does my master fight. And no bad shall befall you, etc. And the soul of my master will be bound up in the binding of life, as Hashem Akecha, with Hashem your God.